From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Alex Cohen. Coming up on a farm in Wisconsin, the emerging bold new world of cloned cows. We'll talk with a farmer who's planning ahead.
First, to the news today that's making those plans much closer to reality in supermarkets and on dinner tables across the country. The government agency that regulates food in this country, that's the Food and Drug Administration, is releasing a report today that concludes that meat or milk from cloned animals is just as safe as what's on the shelf today from the animals we all know from farmyards. That is not the end of the debate over cloned animals, though. Joining us is NPR science correspondent Dan Charles. Dan, welcome to Day to Day. And first, why would we even want to clone a cow?
Well, let's say you've got a really good cow, a cow that produces amazing amounts of milk. Or let's say you have a prize horse or a really beloved pig. You could breed that animal and get some offspring, but that's like reshuffling the genetic deck. You never know exactly what you're going to get. With a clone, the idea is you get an exact genetic copy. So you're going to get maybe exactly the same animal back again that you loved so much.
The same milk producer. Okay, so how did the FDA decide that food from clones is safe? Because a lot of people worry that it might not be. There's something going on there.
Right. Well, there are a lot of cloned animals now. There are hundreds, mostly cattle. And so the first thing they did was look at those animals, the surviving ones. Because the assumption is if the animal is healthy, then eating it should be healthy for you. So they looked at the clones and they analyzed their life and they seemed to be healthy. Then they did this detailed chemical analysis of the meat and of the milk, you know, the hormone levels, the all kinds of things like that. And they said, you know what? It's just like the meat that we've been eating, so it must be safe.
So they can't tell the difference. But you did mention this. They studied the animals, the cloned animals that survived, and I gather that's a question for cloned animals.
Right. And this is sort of where the controversy starts, because in fact, cloning, the process, is not a very precise process, and most attempted clones die. Most, in fact, don't even survive to birth. And those that do get born, a lot of them die very early. So what seems to be happening, though, is the process by which you clone. You take the DNA from a cell of the animal that you want to clone, and you put it inside an egg cell, and then you grow it first in the laboratory, and then you implant it in a surrogate mother. Something about that process really sort of messes up the intricate genetic machinery. That's not just DNA, it's all kinds of other things going on, and so you have these odd effects. And so people say, well, you know, if you're getting these odd effects, how can we really know that there's not something subtle even in the surviving clones? Now, the FDA says that all gets sorted out in the surviving clones. The machinery calms down and none of it gets passed on to offspring, which is really probably what you would be eating. And the offspring, they say, are perfectly normal. But still, that's what gets a lot of people concerned.
There are also concerns in marketing cloned animals. I know Europeans have a lot of regulation about genetically altered plants and things. So there are a lot of things to be sorted out in this, I think. But the FDA is just simply saying, look, we can't find any evidence that there's something wrong with meat or milk from cloned animals. So the industry should be able to go ahead. But if it does, how soon are we going to be eating clono burgers?
Well, not exactly soon. It would take a long time for this to ramp up. And there's a lot of question that it even will. The Senate voted last year in a piece of legislation that may still become law that the FDA should not actually take the step that they took today. So Congress may come back to this issue now and say, we're going to stop it. Or maybe the market will stop it. Maybe the meat and the milk industry will say, we don't want clones anywhere around. There is a plan in place to track these animals so you could label the food from them. But, you know, the business model has not yet been proven.
NPR science correspondent Dan Charles on the news that the FDA today said there is no problem with meat or milk from cloned animals. Dan, thank you.
Thank you.